Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
6'7". Okay. Ooh. I'm so cool.
It's Mike Shope.
That's already over.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Well, then I'm going to really pick up on it.
And the Bulldog.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Why was 5 afraid of 6?
Because 6'8"7".
Because 7'8"9".
7'8"9".
God!
He trapped me.
Eight puns, riddles,
jokes, and fun.
Numbers.
And laughing and smiling.
The show, everything.
6'7"!
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Our friend from Buffalo Spree, who came in today to interview us, eventually got around to asking, so what else do you guys do when you're not here? And Bulldog went first on that one and talked about golf and music.
Mostly music. I forgot about golf. I was so wrapped up in talking about music that I got and a golf. I golf a lot now.
And I was feeling the pressure.
Come up with something.
What am I going to say to this question? What do I do? Like Sudoku. I do all the New York Times puzzles every day. You know, like I'm 70. I was thinking, like, that's what I'm going to say.
Well, you're an old soul.
I think I did, ended up saying something like, I'm looking for something else.
Yes, you did.
Clearly, I feel inferior in this area. Well, so what do you do when you're not? I mean, I work for these long hours. What do you do when you're not working? Good question. That's a heck of a question. What did I do? I watched Bet Sweats. Check lineups.
A lot of your recreational time, I feel like, is at least work adjacent.
Well, that's my excuse.
Right. It's, I mean, it's football, right, fantasy football,
podcasts.
You're accumulating intel.
Today I got my haircut.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
As
a hobby.
No, that does not. You can't count that as a hobby.
Not a hobby.
No. You could cut hair as a hobby, but not get your hair cut
sure.
as a hobby.
Yeah.
With us now on the West Her Hotline, we are pleased to announce, is Rich Podolsky, the author of a great new book on two of the legends of the game, John Madden and Pat Summerall. It's called Madden and Summerall, How They Revolutionized NFL Broadcasting. Rich, we're Mike and Chris. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Hey, good afternoon. It's great to be with you.
Welcome to Buffalo. So I enjoyed your book very much. I'm curious if you wouldn't mind to go into a little bit like your personal experience with Madden. I don't recall if you had any with Summerall, but I enjoyed I don't want to call them departures, but the moments in the book where you're talking about Dick Ebersol and Susan St. James. I mean, I'm 54, so these are names I know. How did you end up meeting him and getting to know him?
In the early 70s, I was covering the Miami Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. And right before an AFC championship game, I took a chance and called the Raiders and tried to get an interview with John Madden. And to my surprise, he called me 2 days before the game as they were about to get on a plane. And we spoke for about 20 minutes. And he was delightful and funny and irreverent. And you never know this guy was going to play coach in the game before the Super Bowl. So that was the beginning of our relationship. A couple of years later, I was had my foot in the door for TV. I was working for a show called The Superstars in out of New York.
We remember The Superstars.
Talk slower. Yes.
And at the end of the season, they had a show called The Super Teams where they invited 10 players from each of the two World Series teams and each of the two Super Bowl teams to fly on a private jet to Hawaii for a week. And I was on that plane that left New York with the Yankees and Lou Piniella and Thurman Munson and Doc Ellis and those guys. We stopped in Cincinnati, picked up Johnny Bench and his crew, then Minnesota for the fearsome foursome from there. And the last stop was Oakland. John Madden was on that plane. He was still flying then. And he was the only coach who came along. And one of the players was the Mad Stork, Hendrickson. And Madden and I were talking next to each other on the first row of the plane, since he remembered our interview from a year or two earlier. And we were chatting there, and all the players were getting to know each other in the back of the plane. And Hendrickson comes up to the front, and he says, "You know, Rich," and Madden sort of looks at him like he's crazy, and he sort of was. He says, "You know, Rich, if this plane ever went down, it would take your mother a week before she found out you were on it."
Wow.
And that's how Madden and I started the week. We wound up spending every night on the porch of his hotel talking football. He couldn't get enough of what I knew about Don Shula. And that was the beginning of a relationship, spending a whole week with him. And I introduced him to some of the executives from IMG, International Management Group, which were the producers of the show The Superstars, which was created by Dick Button, the great ice skater.
Didn't know that.
And we got to be pretty friendly during that week. And a year or so later, and I was at CBS Sports as a writer for the NFL Today and CBS Sports Spectacular and doing some publicity work during the week. And he came in as a reluctant analyst in 1979, not sure that he wanted to be an analyst, but he got talked into it by IMG's great super agent, Barry Frank, because when he Frank told him, they're going to give you four or five games at a pretty good rate. And he said, "I don't know, maybe in a few years." And Barry Frank said, "You know, in a few years, they might not want you."
Right.
Now, if you recall, John Madden quit after 10 years of coaching. He had the bleeding ulcers, and it was that or having to sit at home.
Yeah.
So he couldn't take that any longer. And when he came to CBS, I was about the only guy he knew besides Jimmy the Greek. And he didn't know how to be an analyst, and they didn't help him much. They assigned him to four games. They gave him a different partner for each game, a different producer, and a different director. Now, there's no way he could get into any kind of rhythm. It was just by weird luck that on the fourth game, which was the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend in 1979, that he had Pat Summerall as a partner, because Summerall's partner, Tom Brookshire, took the day off. His daughter was at a coming out event in Philadelphia. And so he got to work with Summerall, and they got to know each other a little bit. Then I watched that game on YouTube, And, you know, John was not the John we got to know. He was a little bit conservative. He was not using the sound effects and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Summeroff contended that he had a lot of promise, he thought. And, you know, he started off that game in a cold sweat. They were standing on a ledge on top of the Tampa Stadium, and nobody knew that John was claustrophobic and crazy afraid of heights like that. And after a while, Summerall thought, this guy's never going to make it in TV. And then during a commercial, Madden explained to him the thing about the claustrophobia and the heights,
mm-hmm.
and Summerall protected him the rest of the game.
Rich,
and it wasn't another 2 years until they were paired together for real.
Very good. Bulldog, you might even know this story from when we knew Larry Felser. I'm guessing, Rich, that you know that name. And Larry told a story about after Super Bowl VIII in Houston, Madden, the Raiders were not in the game, but he was there. And Larry was just like outside his hotel getting a cab. And Madden was standing out there, and Larry's like, you want to get a beer? He's like, sure. So, I mean, different times, Super Bowl VIII, where you just go to the bar or whatever you did then. And there's also a line in the book that you reference, Rich, where Madden's doing a game and there's a flyover, and he says something like, that's the closest I've been to an airplane in 18 years. So it's pretty good. With Rich Podolsky, Madden and Summerall, how they revolutionized NFL broadcasting. Well, you started to get into it. I don't know if you have something here, Bulldog, but
I'm too busy distracted remembering how invested I was in Gilbert Perrault running a 50-yard dash when
the
I
superstars.
Was 10 years old on the Superstars.
Baby. We love the Superstars.
Let's just keep moving on Summerall and Madden.
It might take us the rest of the day to explain the Superstars to our younger audience, but so you started to mention there, Rich, how Madden really didn't become Madden, if you will, for a few years. What led to that?
Well, first of all, he didn't know how to be an analyst. You know, he had watched tapes of other games. He hated the guys who were doing the games on the air, especially Howard Cosell. He called the broadcasters a bunch of hairdos, you know, and he thought they didn't do their research. They didn't do enough homework. They didn't know the rules. And he didn't have much respect for the broadcasting community. He knew he wanted to be around football, and he wasn't sure this was the way to do it. And when that first year started out so miserably, he almost got fired at the end of that first year because he wasn't the Madden people got to know at the bar, you know, the storytelling Madden. So it took him a while to figure it out, and he had to pretty much figure it out on his own. And there was a luncheon right before the Super Bowl in L.A. in January of 1980, where CBS had a lunch for the television community. They invited agents and advertisers and executives from the NFL and a whole bunch of big shots, 500 people in the ballroom of the Beverly Hills, not the Beverly Hills, the Wilshire Hotel. And they had a dais with Brent Musburger at one end, Pete Rozelle at the other end, and three Super Bowl winning coaches in between who worked for CBS. And that was George Allen, Hank Stram, and John Madden. And somewhere along the way, somebody from the audience asked the question, would any of the three of you ever consider going back to coaching? And George Allen hems and haws and really doesn't answer the question. Hank Stram, who was number two, then working with Vince Scully, protested how happy he was in the job. And then it was Madden's turn. And Madden, he doesn't just sit there and give a hem and haw answer. He gets up, walks behind everybody on the dais, all the way down to the other end where Rozelle is. He puts his hand on Rozelle's shoulder and he squeezes and he says to this audience of 500, you know, people ask me all the time what I think about NFL officiating. And then he gives this smirk and Rozelle starts to laugh and the whole place breaks up. And from there, Madden goes into a 5-minute stand-up routine on what it's like when it's fourth and inches and the ref comes running in from the side and marks the ball. And instead of giving it a right foot for a first down, he gives it a left foot, and you miss by inches, and he wants to kill the guy. And the place was in stitches. And after the luncheon was over, the CBS executives got together and said, we can't get rid of this guy. We got to figure out a way to get him like that in the broadcast booth. So they gave him another year. They paired him with Gary Bender, who was a really solid play-by-play guy. They gave him a top producer and director in Sandy Grossman and Bob Stenner. And he slowly started to find his way. And he still wasn't the guy that we all fell in love with in the mid-'80s, but he was getting there. And finally, in 1981, when he was paired with Summerall, that happened. And it was very unusual the way that he got paired with Summerall, if you have time for me to tell that story.
Okay.
Oh, of course we do. Yeah.
Well, the executive producer for NFL, a guy named Terry O'Neill, who's only 31 years old, was brought in from ABC to put CBS in the 20th century in NFL broadcasting. He wanted Summerall all the way to be Madden's partner. Now, the new boss at CBS, the new head was Van Gordon Sauter, who didn't know a lot about sports, admittedly, but he certainly knew television and he knew talent. And he thought Madden was the guy, not from watching any of the games, because none of the games went back to New York. He liked Madden from watching the Miller Lite commercials
right.
that he had started doing that year. And O'Neill said, you know, I could see that he could actually be a good an analyst for us. Who do you want to put with him? And he said, Vin Scully. Vin Scully is an elegant broadcaster. And O'Neill immediately knew that as great as Scully was doing baseball for the Dodgers, he wasn't going to work with Madden. Because Madden liked to tell stories, and Scully liked to work alone and tell stories. And O'Neill said the viewer will be wrung out by halftime. They'll be so exhausted. So they came to a compromise, and Scully worked with Madden the first 4 weeks of 1981. Summerall worked with Madden the first 4 weeks of October following that. And they were all going to decide, all the executives, in a luncheon on October 26th, the Monday following the eighth week. Now, this was important because CBS had the Super Bowl that year, and there was still half the season left. So at the luncheon, everybody voted for Summerall except the boss, Sauter. Now, Sauter had split up Summerall and Brookshire because of their shenanigans on the road, and they're drinking, and the stories got back, and it wasn't very pretty. He was not in favor of having Summerall being on the A game at all, but he got talked out of it. Summerall really behaved. He was perfect with Madden because he was a minimalist, and he gave Madden all the room he needed to be a storyteller. To, you know, Madden could capture the nuances of the players. He could capture their mannerisms. He knew the nicknames and the things about them that nobody else knew. And one of the reasons was he used to arrive at the practices days before anybody else. And we could get into that, too, unless there's something else you want to talk about.
Well, we have only about 4 minutes left, Rich, and we got to talk about Summerall for a minute. Bulldog and I saw him in Detroit. That would have been about 20 years ago. Didn't ever know him. But I don't know if, Bulldog, you haven't really asked anything yet. Is there something about him maybe that we could – what?
Look, I didn't have the private time with Pat Summerall that I had with John Madden, but I was around him for 5 years in groups. He was one of the funniest guys you would ever know, and you wouldn't know it from being on the air except his little quips on the air with John. Getting him in, getting John out. Summerall was a renaissance guy for a broadcaster. He started when CBS had two sets of broadcasters for each game, one for the home team and one for the away team. He was working with Chris Schenkel in the beginning. And before that, he got into it by accident. He was a morning DJ type of guy,
yeah,
doing news and weather and interviews. That's how he got into radio. And Summerall was the first to go from the booth to from being an analyst to being a play-by-play guy. That happened 12 years after his first game in 1974, when Bob Wessler, the head of CBS then, said to Summerall, "I love you, but you sound too much like your broadcasting partner, and I got to separate you guys." And Summerall at that point said, "Can I try play-by-play?" And he said, "Who do you have in mind to work with?" And he said, "Brookshire." And that's happened for 6.5 years, and they became number one and loved. But Sauter split them up, and Summerall gave a lot of himself up. He could have done a lot more in those broadcasts, but he gave Madden the room to be Madden, and Madden felt comfortable and really became the personality that we all knew outside of the broadcast booth.
Well, the book is really interesting and goes well beyond just their onset as a team all the way through their careers at Fox, and then Madden going to Monday nights and Sunday nights, and then eventually their deaths. One more question I have, Rich, before you go is, I think maybe a couple of minutes on this would be interesting too. It's in the book how, for as much as they clearly admired each other, maybe they never went to dinner together once. That's interesting.
Yeah, Summerall and Brookshire were together every second from Thursday to Tuesday. And they started drinking immediately, and they were pals. Summerall and Madden had respect for each other, and I really do believe in the end of that 21 years, they really did have love for each other. But they were two completely different guys socially. Out of the booth, Summerall liked to go to dinner with the executives from the other teams, the league officials, and people like that. He liked to have his steak dinner and his martini. And Madden preferred to hang out with the young broadcast associate guys that Terry O'Neill hired right out of college. And one quick example, they go to Washington, D.C. for a weekend game. And when they get to the hotel, there's a note for John Madden from Ethel Kennedy, the widow of RFK. And the note says, "John, we're big fans of yours. Can we have lunch or dinner this weekend while you're here in Washington?" And one of the little broadcast associates looks up at John and says, "Wow, John, are you going to have dinner with Ethel Kennedy?" And Madden looks down at him and says, "Nah, I'm going to have dinner with you guys, Mexican food." And when John had the bus, his great buddy, John Robinson, the great yep. coach, used to complain that Madden would never stop at any place for dinner that had a tablecloth.
That's good. On that note, Rich, thanks for your time. What's the best way for you, for anybody listening, to buy your book? Is there one way that's better than others?
Today it's Barnes & Noble, because Amazon has run out of books, and they won't get a new supply until next week.
Okay.
So if you want it really fast, I think Barnes & Noble will get it to you faster. Otherwise, put in your order with Amazon. You'll probably get it before Christmas anyhow.
I bought
Thanks so much, guys.
Yes, I bought the audiobook, which I enjoyed very much, that aspect of it as well. Thanks, yeah, Rich.
I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, me too. It was good. I don't know who it is, but
it's a professor from NYU.
Okay, very good. Nice knowing you, Rich. Maybe we'll talk again. I hope so.
I appreciate the time. Take care, guys.
You're welcome. Rich Podolsky. The book is called Madden and Summerall, How They Revolutionized NFL Broadcasting. And Rich says Barnes & Noble is the best way for you to get it. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after sports. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job changing some of the roster over and bringing in some players, especially along the defensive front, perimeter players, wide receiver-wise and whatnot. And, you know, they're well-coached. They do a really good job, Mike does, and Josh McDaniels, and across their coaching staff. You can just feel a difference in what they've done and how they're doing things. And, you know, we have a ton of respect, obviously, for the way that they've played this year in particular.
Sean McDermott on the Patriots and their staff. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Bills and Pats. Bulldog likes to call them the Pats. Used to call them the Patsies to be funny.
None of this is true.
Now you're just back to Pats. They're not the Patsies anymore. I'm on McDermott's Pro Football Reference page.
What are his nicknames?
Great. That's a perfect question. There aren't any. His middle name is Michael. There aren't any nicknames listed here. Does he have one that you know of?
Wow. I don't know, but just I can hear a mom yelling, Sean Michael McDermott!
Yeah.
Like that really rolls.
That's why you give him that name.
That is exactly why you give him that name. That really works.
Michael Alexander Schoep, Margot Rita Schoep, get over here. Bagel Shope, get over here.
No.
I'm a toy. I'm a stuffed bagel. I can't get over here. Yeah. I need a ride. I can't move.
Yeah.
Why are you yelling at me for being a bagel?
The dog is my transportation.
The dog
system.
Is my only hope. Why don't you get up and move me here? You're so mad. On the page, however, 2025 challenges, McDermott, zero.
That right?
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it. I just...
There aren't as many challenges anymore because of the moon ref, but...
They get stuff done themselves.
There are still some.
Yeah, there are.
He hasn't challenged a play this year? Hmm. Or is that just not updated? Can anybody think of a McDermott challenge this year? Pro Football Reference says there have been none. Five last year, one of which was overturned.
I don't have at the ready examples of, because wouldn't, I feel like they would stand out if for only the reason that someone on post game or at some point, like we would hear someone complaining about a missed challenge. Like, what was he doing with that? So I'm going to buy the zero because I don't feel like that's happened this year.
I'll look up some other coaches just to make sure these are not just all zeros.
You know, there have been timeouts here and there that you could quibble with. They had to burn a time. Did you notice this? I mean, it's all glory, right? Gravy. I mean, really more than gravy, glory. Benford, that play, they had to call timeout before the extra point. Like, I think the celebration went on for so long that they were in danger of the play clock running out, and they called the timeout. They barely acknowledged it. I don't even know if the broadcast crew said it, but I heard the official say, first charge timeout, Buffalo. And I remember remarking to Owen, like, this is a close game. They could use that. They had to burn it because they're in the stands.
There was also a sequence where Cincinnati called timeout, I believe, on a second and 10, which that's debatable. What are your odds versus second and 15, you know? And then they got to third and four, and the Bills' defense called timeout on third and four, which was like, you know, this is sort of an embarrassing little sequence here, but somebody told me online that they had 10 men on the field, which is not better than having to call the timeout.
But it explains the timeout.
Explains the timeout,
right.
You don't want to have to call timeouts because you don't have the right guys on the
field. And I'm honestly bringing this one up about the after the Benford return. If I'm right about that, I should look in the play-by-play to make sure, but I'm almost positive I heard it. And they were dinged a timeout, so I think it really happened. It's not that I don't think that's McDermott's fault. I mean, if everybody's partying in the end zone and no one's lined up for the extra point, I mean, you don't want to be pushed back. I don't know, it's 5 yards, right? Delay a game. So maybe you could argue that you should have just taken the penalty, but they took a timeout there. I'm pretty sure.
You did. You're right. That was the second one. Mine was the first one early in the fourth quarter. Okay. That was the second one.
All right.
5:25 to go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Mike is with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Happy holidays.
Yeah, same to you, Mike. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say, you know, I'm happy we won. Yes. Sorry. Last week. And, you know, the Kansas City lost. That's good for us. Indy lost. That's good for us. I just want to get your thoughts and comments about New England and New England, the 10 and I forgot the record. But when we beat them and Cleveland we got and – holding Philadelphia, I think this is our year.
Well, okay. I will just say again, the Bills will not have an easy time getting to first place, even if they win Sunday. If they lose Sunday, they have no chance at it. So they're going to have to get help from the Dolphins or the Jets to have any chance at it. And without the division, you're going on the road, which doesn't have to mean they'll lose, but much tougher than home field and a bye. That is almost out of the realm of possibility. It's not, but almost. So that's what this game.
Right.
That's what this game is about, staying alive in the AFC East. Because I don't think 5 versus 6 versus 7 really matters that much, honestly.
Right now, it's impossible to differentiate one from the other because the seedings are going to change so much.
You don't know who you'd play.
Five on Monday, I'm like, I love 5. I've got Pittsburgh right now. Great, sign me up. By Monday night or early Tuesday morning when the Monday night football game ended, I've got Jacksonville. Okay, that's still okay. This is fine. But if four ends up being Baltimore, which is still very possible, then five isn't that desirable. Yeah, it's just it's very complicated.
If four ends up being Baltimore, and I notice you're wearing your Ravens sweatshirt today. If four ends up being Baltimore, they're going to be hot. Like, they're going to beat Pittsburgh.
They're going to come in on a heater.
On the road.
That's right.
Maybe Green Bay the week before.
Yep.
They're going in winning at least three or four, probably, and that Steeler game to go home for the playoffs against a Bills team that they probably think they can or should beat, given week one, given last year. I mean, imagine what that would mean to the Ravens to get the Bills in that game.
Yeah.
After two playoff losses to them and the opener. They'd have a chance right there to redeem a lot of it that's gone wrong for them. But there's a long way to go before that happens. That's not a Raven shirt?
Yeah, no, this is an old Pink Flamingo shirt. So
it's purple. Why isn't it pink then?
Because, good question.
Why wouldn't a Pink Flamingo shirt be pink?
The paint
makes sense.
That was on the exterior of the building was this color. At least a lot of it was this color. So that's why the logo, the purple and the flames and all that, that was their paint scheme.
I like a purple.
This is the color scheme of the old Pink when it burned.
I like a purple front.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. I mean, I don't have a lot of purple going, but, I'm happy with it. Yeah.
You mentioned Monday night. So it's, Dolphins Steelers is the Monday night game. It's likely to be very cold for that game and a few others. Maybe even ours. I haven't looked today, but Buffalo, it's a road game. The forecast here for Sunday is like high of 20. I know Chicago, which has the Browns,
right,
is looking at a high of 10 and a wind chill factor. So that could be brutal. There's still a month to go in the season. And we're looking at a week where, I mean, who else is going to be home? I don't know the whole schedule from memory. But, you know, you'd think there might be several teams, including the Steelers, to end the weekend Monday night. That's Tua in freezing conditions. He's never won a game like that.
Foxborough, Mass, advanced forecast, Sunday, 70% chance of snow, high of 31 is what we've got here. Let me see what...
Not cruel.
Right. Looks like snow almost right up to game time, so morning, like 6 a.m. to noonish. It looks like their forecast
for now.
Snow. For now, right? It's you know, a few days away still. Obviously.
Baltimore, Cincinnati could be cold. Then Vegas, Philadelphia probably is super cold. Maybe even Chargers, Chiefs, Washington, Giants. You heard it here first. It might be cold out in numerous cities
in December
on Sunday, December 14th.
Yep.
They're breaking.
This is the show for you.
Break.
You need comprehensive weather analysis and or predictions.
You do, though. You didn't know you needed it, but you did need it.
We are here for you.
Tony is next. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Mike, you just referenced kind of the challenge of what this is going to look like if it has to be done on the road and the importance of this week's game to that. And I feel like a lot of the buzz around why, especially in the national media, people want to say that this, you know, could be the best look that the Bills have it without Mahomes or Lamar and Burrow in it. And I just feel like we're just kind of glossing over the fact that even if they get the dub this week, you know, we still have a real hard road to get a single home game. And it's like, all right, you know, maybe I'll even go as simple as to put it to you guys like this. Would you rather have an AFC championship game at Denver against a lesser quarterback like Bo Nix or at home against a Patrick Mahomes? Now, leave out of it that, you know, we'd love to say goodbye to the stadium a certain
right,
way and
sure,
all that stuff. Just like, I am more afraid of road games than I am great quarterbacks in my own building. True or false? for you guys?
It depends. Is the scenario where they're the seven and I'm the five and it just falls right, or am I the one in this scenario? Like, if I had a week off in this scenario? Because I think I would take that for sure. Otherwise, I'm more the opposite of you, Tony. I'd rather go play Bo Nix and Sean Payton than deal with Patrick Mahomes.
Not me. I'm on Team Tony on this. Whether that's, I mean, it could be Nix or it could be May. I mean, Nix might be last on the, he might be the best name for this point. Nix. Right?
Right, go play him.
I mean,
right.
Lawrence or Herbert or May even, I think, outrank him.
100% in my opinion.
And maybe they're the team. Maybe two or three of those teams are the teams. Yeah, I don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I don't want to say what I say here, though, with the utmost conviction, because, like I said, I think I said yesterday, I'm not the biggest home road guy, but it's in my head a little bit, right now with the Bills, because their bad days this year have all been road games. I mean, they lost to New England at home in a close one, but Atlanta and Houston and Miami were like beatdowns, and that's kind of new for this team.
And those were games where their offense just could not really function.
Yeah, so I think Denver looks like it would be a huge problem for their offense, because they're better than Atlanta and Miami and maybe even Houston defensively. This has just not been a team that has been able to, what is this to say, I guess? I mean, Denver's 11-2, right? But yeah, I said yesterday something very similar to what the caller just said, which is don't gloss over that, as he put it. Just that's what this is going to take. And I like it from a certain standpoint, because we've said many times how these long, you know, dynasties, if you will, not always is it the cleanest trip to the top.
It's not the best year that they've ever had that maybe they win it.
But that's a little bit of rationalization, you know, to try to keep your chin up. That, well, sure, they can go beat Bo Nix. I don't know. I don't know. Like, Allen will have to be his absolute best, probably, to win in Denver. And this team gets run on so easily. That's Denver. That could be New England. That could be any of these teams. Like, they all – Harbaugh, Greg Roman –
they have been, but I feel like that's different since Shaq Thompson's been playing linebacker for them.
Okay, well, let's put him in.
It's only one dude, but they have really stabilized that. And the Bengals came in here on a heater running the ball and did nothing.
They didn't have to, but that's right.
They might have liked to. Maybe. I mean, you know, they had a lead. They instead of protecting the lead by being conservative, they were throwing on the Benford play.
Yeah. What is Oliver's outlook? Is he
like playoffs?
Is that a question for Sal?
I don't think there's. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet. Is it a question?
He's around the facility. He you know, people are. I've seen videos of him, like no brace on, whatever. But I don't think he's. They've said all along, I think he's possible for the playoffs.
Sal joins us at 5. Thanks, Tony. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.